Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jesseville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host again today. And with me, I have June East. Welcome, June.
Good day.
Glad to have you, June.
Good to see you too, Chris.
Yes. And is it true, June, that you used to work here at WJBM?
It is, right after college. This was my first job in 1983 to 86. I sold ads.
I'll be darned.
And then I went over to St. Louis, and that's where I got involved in travel.
I see.
With AAA.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, so you grew up here in Jersey County?
I did. I grew up at Nutwood, went to St. Mary's one-room school.
Really?
And then I transferred up to Holy Ghost.
Where was the one-room school at?
At the little St. Mary's Church, the little white building there on the property, on the church property.
In Fielden?
In Fielden, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And then we had five grades, mm-hmm. and I think there was a total of 25 of us kids.
Yeah. Was it taught by, did he have a sister
no,
there?
No, it was Mrs. Allen.
Okay.
Mrs. Mamie Allen. Her husband used to be the mayor here long, long time back in the 60s.
Okay.
And then they sent us over to Holy Ghost. And that's where I graduated from Holy Ghost in 1973. And then I graduated from high school here in 77 and went on to SIU. And got my degree in marketing and management, and that's
then
how I wound up here
at WJBM. Right.
And I went up to Carlinville. I went out to Carlinville, went up to Carrollton, Root House, Whitehall. That was all my territory up there.
Right.
A little bit of Hardin.
Back then, we had a pretty big broadcasting area.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
It went all the way to the other side of Springfield.
Right.
The other side of St. Louis. I mean, it was big.
Right.
And then the owner sold it.
Right. And that's how I got over to St. Louis. Because when they sold it, they gave us the opportunity. They said, okay, you don't have a job, or you go over to St. Louis and work. Well, I needed a job. And I was young. I thought, shoot, I'll just go over to St. Louis and work. So I worked over at West County.
Do you remember?
Westport.
Do you remember what the broadcast sold for? The area, do you remember
Gosh,
that?
Gosh, no. No, I sure don't.
Okay.
No.
I heard it was a pretty hefty sum.
I'm sure it was.
Like
the gentleman
over,
I heard.
Over six figures.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I heard the gentleman was from Tennessee, from down in the Nashville area. And that's why he came up and bought it. And it was so funny because when I worked over there at the station over in St. Louis, it went to KSD 55.
I see. Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting because our owner of Altair Travel, Pat Belassi, got involved with 55, KSD 55. And we still do tours. A lot of our people that are broadcasters over there at 55 do travel through us.
So, but when you left, you were selling over in St. Louis. You were selling advertising for KSD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you got out of that and went into truck driving? Was that it?
Travel. I worked for AAA. I was a truck driver with my husband.
Yeah. And you had your own truck.
I had my own truck. My husband and I hauled campers. I had my own dually, and he had his own dually, and we went all over the country hauling campers.
And you were driving by yourself?
By myself. Oh, no. I was driving. Sometimes I would follow him.
Okay.
But other times I was by myself. A lot of times I went out to California by myself. I went down. Well, the fun part about it was when I'd go out to California, doing the southern route, going down to Los Angeles and San Diego when I deliver, I would come back through and see the Grand Canyon, and I just take little side trips before I come home.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I mean,
no.
You gotta take advantage where you're at.
Exactly.
And you were also into dog breeding.
I was.
What kind of dogs?
We have Labrador Retrievers. I had yellow, black and chocolate.
How long did you do that?
For the past 10 years. We just just retired our girls. All three of our girls just got retired.
And you're talking about your girl dogs.
Dogs, yes. Our girl dogs just got three. Yeah, because each one of our girls, I think, had like four litters each. Mm-hmm. And I just, my husband and I just didn't want them having any, being a baby factor.
Were they duck hunting?
Yes, because my husband is a duck hunter. Mm-hmm. So that's what we focused on, duck hunting, retrieving. We took the puppies down and put them in with a stump lake and let them swim around and retrieve. So
is that just natural for the dogs?
Oh, it is. It is.
They just love going and getting stuff.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the more you do it, if you stop, the more they'll find ways of getting it back. Yeah. And we have one of our puppies that we still keep in contact that has out of Wisconsin, and she has done a field trial up there and won first place.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm real excited about that.
I mean, taking care of a bunch of dogs would be kind of a job, wouldn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. And but, you know, once they get on their own, it's okay. You know, those
Where all did they go? Where did you sell them?
Well, I got dogs in Wisconsin. I have dogs in New Hampshire. I have dogs in Florida, Mississippi, Texas. A whole bunch of them went down to Texas. Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin.
Wow, you did get around.
Oh, I do. Oh, Indiana. We have a lot of good clients over in Indiana. A lot of people that are calling me up and say, hey, June, are you going to be breeding in puppies this year?
Hey, did you know Gary Sievers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know he was big into that.
Yes, he was.
Maybe still is. I don't know.
I think he is.
Yeah.
He
was into it and is maybe still into it. But you finally got into the travel business. Now, how's the travel business rate above raising dogs, driving trucks, working at WJBM? How is it?
Well, it's my passion.
Is it?
I've done it for 40 years.
Yeah,
you know,
40 years.
I've tried, like you said, raising dogs. I've been trying to drive a truck. I've done a little bit of selling radio ads from the beginning of my business career. But it's just a matter of sending people places and hearing the excitement of them coming home and telling me what they saw. And I get pictures and recommendations of what this was good, what this was bad. And and I always like to hear, I always tell my clients, I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because not everything's good.
Has travel, you've been in it for 40 years, right?
Right.
How has it changed? The business, how's the business changed?
It's more electronic now.
Yeah.
Back in 1986, you were writing tickets, airline tickets. You were actually calling the companies like Princess Cruise Line. There were people on the other end of the phone that were telling you what to, you know, this cabin's good, this cruise is good. Now it's more electronic. Everything I get on, that's why I'm working from home, because it's easier for me to pull up my computer and all that information's there.
Yeah.
And they even have webinars and classes to keep me up to date on the latest travel needs and like passports. What's a good, you know, with a cruise line, you know, it's important you have a passport to get on the ship, not just an ID. You have to have a passport.
And to fly.
And to fly, exactly.
But you can go to motor vehicles and get an ID card, right?
Right.
You can.
Right. But that will get you on a cruise ship out of like Florida or New Orleans or Galveston or even California. But to go over to Europe, you still need that passport.
Oh, yeah. I bet so. Hey, if you're just joining me, I have June East with Altair Travel and Cruises from Jersey County. Works out of her home. And we're talking about some travel stuff. What's a hot spot that people seem to be going now? Maybe they didn't go several years ago, but where are people liking to go today?
Alaska. Still, Alaska Cruise. They want to go up and see Denali and Ketchikan and going up the train out of Anchorage, but Alaska is still the big thing for the summer. Springtime right now, with the cold weather we've had, everybody's wanting the bargains to Cancun.
Cancun, yes.
So
yeah. Now Alaska, typically, we went back in August and it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. Tell you what, you don't go hungry on those cruises.
Oh no, not at all. Gosh. No, and you know they have meal plans where you get all inclusive. Some cruise lines offer what they call an all inclusive plan, mm-hmm. where it includes your meals and your drinks.
That, my gosh, that I can't remember how many people. How many people are on one of those ships, like the Princess?
Princess, usually her max is about 5,200 right now.
Now, that's just guess?
That's just guess.
Okay.
That doesn't include
the
300 people of the staff. Right, exactly.
Yeah. The one we went on, it had like two or three swimming pools. It had
the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. You know, it had another theater where you had entertainment going all the time.
Right. And the nightly shows. You know, at night you have your what do you call them? The people that are telling jokes, the comedians.
Comedy shows. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Bad in my head.
It's very entertaining.
It is. And, you know, the nice thing about Alaska, you got three different ports that you can go out of. You can go in and out of Seattle.
That's what we did.
You can go into Vancouver and sail up to Seward.
Yeah.
Or you could go Seward back down to Vancouver. And a new one that Princess has this year, it's going Vancouver. So you can fly into Vancouver, Canada, as long as you got your passport.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you're catching more of the little small cities along the coastline. You're going into Glacier Bay, where you're going to see the icebergs. I'm sure you saw the iceberg.
Yeah, we saw icebergs.
Whales.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
great time for whales.
Now, you said that one thing that you do a lot of that you like to specialize in is family vacations.
Yes.
So what kind of family vacations are you talking about?
Well, even cruises. When my daughter was 6 years old, I started her on cruising. And they have children's programs on cruises. There's three different levels. There's levels for the little bitty ones. That's like 2 years old up to four.
Yeah.
And then the next level is 4 to 8. And then you got your teens, which is usually about, or your preteens, which is about 8 to 10. And then you got your teens, and then you got your 18-year-olds. So families, a whole range of families cruising on there. Disney, I love selling Disney.
Yeah.
I did a lot of groups taking families down to the Caribbean, going in and out of Miami. One time I took a group of families down. We flew.
You took them? You led them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I loved doing that.
Yeah, I bet.
And we flew into San Juan, and we did the Southern Caribbean.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about Amtrak vacations? You had mentioned that. Tell me about Amtrak vacations.
Okay. Amtrak has a wonderful program now. They've been purchased by a company called Rail Bookers, and these
Rail Bookers,
Bookers. See,
yeah,
that's my
okay.
Southern accent coming out. Rail Bookers, but this company combines with Amtrak Vacations, and they don't only give you the train ride. If you want to stop at a Pacific town along the way, you could stop there. They'll find you a hotel. They'll find you a nice restaurant. They find you bed and breakfasts. And I have one client that just has booked from San Diego up to Vancouver. And they're going to a winery.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to Portland, they're staying overnight in Portland. They're staying 3 nights in Vancouver and then taking the train back down to Seattle and flying home.
Yeah, I always thought about there's an Amtrak that runs out of a suburb of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it goes all the way to Colorado in the mountains.
Right, right. The Zephyr, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's it, yeah.
It's an overnight, You know, I think it what takes, I don't know how many hours it takes, 16, 20, something
about
like
16
that.
To 20, you're yeah. right. Yeah. Exactly.
And I always thought that had been cool.
Oh, yeah. And because you're going through the Rocky Mountains.
Right. Yeah, being able to see all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not in a car on Interstate 70 looking at the mountains as you're driving. You're actually on a train, and they have the long windows where you could see out and see the Rocky Mountains. They stop in Moab, Utah, so you go all the way into Utah almost. So that's a real good option.
Are those reasonable trains?
They are.
Yeah?
They are. If you don't get first class, you could get it very reasonable for, you know, like just regular coach. The only thing I would suggest for if you're going like from Chicago into the Rockies, I would do a sleeper car with a first class because it's going to be more comfortable and you have more amenities.
Yeah, that's what Brenda would pick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Now, you said also when we were talking that D.C., Washington, D.C. is a popular place to go right now.
Because of our anniversary of our 250th birth of our United States.
Yes.
And they have Princess Cruise Line is one of them that has a cruise that's starting out in New York City.
Yeah.
And it's going to sail down.
Sail.
Sail down
it's
to
got,
like.
It's got sails?
Yeah.
Huh?
Or it's going to port. You know, you're going to go down to Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then they're going to take you off the ship, and there's an actual shore excursion that you could go over in. They'll take you over into Philadelphia where the
Liberty Bell is.
Liberty Bell is and all that stuff over there and get you back on the ship, turn around and come back, see the fireworks on the 4th of July off of the deck of the ship.
Oh, so you're saying a lot of people are planning to do that over the 4th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then there's another one that's like a land tour. It's a bus tour that takes you, starts you up in Boston. And you start, because everything's going to end, excuse me, end on July the 4th. That's when the big finale is.
Right. Speaking of bus tours, okay. A few years ago, I think it was in 2016, I believe, we went over to Ireland, right? Now, we went over, we had a car, and we traveled. But there was a lot of buses, and those roads aren't very wide.
Right.
But there, I couldn't believe all the buses and all the, you know, all the seniors, a lot of seniors going over to Ireland.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I like the bus tours. We have, there's also people our age, my age, that do take bus tours. Because there's a certain class.
Well, I was counting myself as a senior. I'm a senior.
But I'm talking to those people that are way on in. But there are bus. It's better to take a bus tour, I think, because I know you loved your experience of driving around on the wrong side of the road.
No, I didn't.
And stopping when you could.
Yeah,
but when you're on a bus tour, they know where to stop. They already have the hotels made for you. Mm-hmm. The meals are already waiting for you. Your tours, like to the Blarney Castle.
Right.
You know, the Blarney Stone.
For you.
Everything's
no
ready
fuss,
for
no
you.
Muss.
Exactly. It's all you got to do is get on that bus and enjoy yourself. Yeah, you might have a couple crazies on the tour that you might not get along with, but just go off the other way.
Yeah.
And you only have to have them for dinner.
A couple things. When we went to Ireland, we started going to all these pubs and stuff. And wherever we went, and now this is, we were there for like 10 days. Wherever I went, they were always playing 70s rock and roll music, you know, 70s music. And when I started hearing that, I'm thinking, wow, Ireland's really behind the times. But okay, I kind of like it. That's what I was thinking. I get home, okay? And in Georgia, as I get home, and I go, you know what? I kind of like that 70s music. And so I start playing it on our system, you know? And I'm playing it. And then people start coming up to me, seniors, my age come up to me. They're going, hey, really like the music you're playing. And like, then it dawned on me. I'm going, oh, that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
They're catering to the
people of our age.
Of our age going up there. You know what the other big thing for me in Ireland was when we were driving through these towns, and they weren't necessarily small towns, but we were driving through the different towns, and the streets were busy, and there was like different shops all the way down. Everything was full. It was like, the way Jerseyville probably was in the 60s, but Ireland doesn't allow, they don't allow a lot of, big box stores,
it's
condo
more
developments, none of that. And I was told that, like, if you had a farm, if you were a farmer out in Ireland, and there was you had a son, and they wanted to build a house on the property, couldn't do it.
Really?
Don't allow it. No, they to do any new building there, it takes a lot of permits, and they want to keep it old and original because they rely on the tourism.
And
it's really something to experience. Really,
right.
For sure. I loved Ireland.
Yeah.
And they're so friendly.
Oh, they are. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Do many people go, is Europe popular? Going to Europe?
It is. Right
now, where do people like to go?
Ireland, like you just said.
Yeah.
Ireland, England, going across the channel over to Paris and doing Normandy, seeing Normandy.
Yeah.
Normandy still very popular.
I bet so.
And doing the river cruises down through that area.
Yeah, the river
The Danube, the Rhine. We still have
a lot. Do you stay on the boats and the river cruises?
We do. You do.
Okay.
You do. And you just get off during the day. All your meals are on the ship. There was one cruise line that also includes your drinks. So everything's included on that ship. You're just using the ship as a hotel stay. Once you get off that, there's actual tour excursions you could take off with them. They'll take you on tours and bring you back. Bicycling. If anybody likes to bicycle, they give you bicycles at the port of call, and you could ride it down to the next port of call.
Yeah.
If you're really energetic, 50, 60 miles down to the next port.
One more question I just want to ask. We're just about out of time, but tell me your take on booking vacations at the last minute. Is it possible? Is it good? Is it bad?
What's
your story?
Now, it's very possible. There are some really good deals out there, far as like all-inclusives to Cancun, the cruises. Mm-hmm. A lot of the cruise lines are having their sales right now. I just seen yesterday Princess has a deal going on, last-minute deal for booking for Alaska. Caribbean, they have some last-minute Caribbean deals out there. Let's see, who else? I didn't see anything on Disney. Royal Caribbean and Princess were the two most that I saw some good deals going
on. Any deals on Israel?
not so much.
not going over there. Not right now, that's for sure. Well, June, it was such a pleasure having you come in today.
Well, thank
You're
you, Chris.
Very educational.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me come in and talk to you.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. So, June, take it easy out there. I know you got a lot of work to do back home, so I'm going to let you go. Take care.
Thanks, Chris.